Astros had today?
Oh, I forgot it. I'm sorry. I came right in here. Obviously, that was awesome. A world championship for the city of Houston. That's a great thing. I texted AJ. Congratulations. It's a great night for Houston. Great day for Houston. No time to daydream. Time to dream about how we're going to move the ball and try to stop the Colts. We know it's a football city, though, John. We work very hard to try to bring a championship here to Houston.
Bill, you've been actually excited about the Astros for a long time. I know you and I have talked about it before. What has that run or watching that run, I guess, kind of been like for you as a contemporary of the agent?
Yeah, no, it's been really – it's been really fun to watch him manage that team, to watch those guys. I just, the thing that struck me about that team, especially like last night and in the 13-12 game, was just the fun that they're having, the competitiveness, the fun. You know, you look at Altuve, the TV does a great job of the close-up shots of those guys just smiling, and seems like it's a real close bunch of guys, and that's what it's all about. When you can win a championship with a real tight-knit group of guys, I think it's pretty cool. And I've been to, like you said, I've been to about 10 games over the years that I've been here, and it's a great feeling for our city.
Can you talk to the players at all about the Astros and the correlation that you guys get that situation?
Yeah, I haven't yet. No, I mean, at times I have, but not today I didn't. It was more about, you know, we got so much to cover today, so I didn't get to it today. But, yeah, at times I you know, they've been over to our practice, you know. Correa was over here, and Altuve, I met him at a game. He came to a game last year, so there's definitely a bond there.
When you talk about the importance of fun, how do you as a coach try to inject some of that into the locker room, especially in a sport where, I mean, it's a balance because a lot of it's about execution and precision. Like, how do you try to put that in the locker room?
Yeah, I think you still – it is a balance. I mean, there's no doubt about it. There's a business side to things. Obviously, there's a time where you have to have serious focus you know, especially in the practice field. But you know, I think there's time to have fun. I mean, we have our share of laughs around here. We really do. We have good meetings, but we interject sense of humor from the players and from the coaches. I think it's important to do that, to be able to laugh at yourself, to be able to, in order to lead people, you have to be able to do that. So, we definitely have some of that, but I think when it's time to go to work, these guys go to work. What's that?
What'd you think when you heard Lux?
I didn't. Yeah, I didn't know that, John. Yeah, you know, I have a tremendous amount of respect for Andrew. Great competitor, and you know, I'm sure he'll be back. You know, it's probably tough for him this year, obviously going through that. But you know, I'm sure he'll be back. Yeah, he's for 2 years now. He's made big contributions. You know, he's a tough runner. He's gotten key yards for us. He's caught the ball well out of the backfield for us. You know, he's a productive guy. He's a pro. You know, he doesn't say too much. He works very hard. He shows up every day, never misses anything, pays attention in the meeting, smart player, good with the protections. He's a very valuable part of our offense.
Do you have any form of practice this week? Did you anticipate him playing more than he did last week?
Yeah, he did a good job. He had a good day today, and he was good yesterday. I mean, you know, look, he's always been able to catch the ball, and he's always been a good protector. So I think maybe we're using him a little bit more in the passing game than we did last year. Maybe that's the deal. But you know, so as far as getting better and all, I thought he was good, you know, from the day he got here. So, like I said, he's a good protecting back, and he's caught the ball out of the backfield well for us too.
So how is CJ progressing? Is it something that you think he might be able to come off the IR next week when he's eligible?
Yeah, I think there's a good chance that he would be ready to go for the Rams game. I think he will be. He's trending towards that.
Coach, how's your visit with the military people out in the field?
Yeah, it was awesome. I'm in a little bit of a rush, and I apologize to them for that. But our players stayed out there. I've stayed out there for a little bit. It's, you know, anytime we have Salute to Service Day and all those military members come out here, I mean, that's what it's all about. I mean, they're sacrificing for us, and our, you know, they sacrifice so that we can, you know, coach and play football. I mean, that's pretty cool thing, and you know, it's always great to see them. I love when they come to practice.
Well, it's been a long time since week three of last year, which last time you guys saw Jacoby in a game, Jacoby Brissett. How has he grown as a quarterback now that you've seen, obviously you have some game film on him now with the Colts?
from that game to now?
I think experience. You know, I think, you know, all the experience that he's had, you know, whether it was in New England, obviously against us, he had success. I think anytime you're backing up Tom Brady, that's going to help you. You've been in a meeting room with him for a couple of years. And then all the experience that he's had here in Indianapolis. It's a different system, but you can tell he's comfortable in it. You know, he's getting the ball to the right guys. You know, T.Y. Hilton being a number one target there, he's doing a good job of getting the ball to him. He runs the running game. He's directing the protection. So he looks comfortable to me and looks like a, you know, a veteran player.
What does it say about New England's, you know, drafting quarterback situation that they've been able to – two guys that were backups on their team have now been traded within this calendar year and are now either starters or are lined to be starters?
Yeah, we've seen that before. But, yeah, I think that, you know, I think they do a great job of coaching. I think they do a great job of scouting. And you know, when those guys are get their chance to play, a lot of those guys have played well, you know. And, you know, with Jacoby and when Jimmy was there and he had to step in for Tom, you know, he played well. And now he's in San Francisco. We'll see how it goes there. But, yeah, I think that Josh and Bill, and then anytime you're in a meeting room with Tom, I think if you're willing to go in there and listen and learn, you're gonna come out of it a better quarterback.
Davenport's your swing tackle now for game days, and you, now coming from where he came, even though he's talented, they have to give two positions. How much do you like?
Yeah, he's been a real pleasant surprise for us. I think that you know, coming from Bucknell, you wouldn't imagine this guy being able to play right away. But he's played tight end for us. He's gone in there and played a little bit of tackle for us. He could start some. He is a swing tackle. He can play left and right. But I think, you may see him in there eventually as a starting left tackle. You know, he's got great size, great length, smart guy, very tough. You know, I think he's really doing a good job in the weight room. He's trying to change his diet. He's trying to do things to acclimate himself to pro football. I think he's a real, real focused kid.
With the Deshaun's played early on, he has made some mistakes, as any rookie would, but it seems like an entire game that gets away from, like, that just hasn't happened yet. I mean, is that his ability to compartmentalize, bounce back from mistakes? Like, how is it that at 22 years old he's yet to, I mean, I'd be curious to hear your evaluation, but it's, from what it seems like, have a bad game?
Yeah, I think that the one thing that he's been, that he was born with, and, you know, you give his mom a lot of credit, obviously, the way that he was raised, but he does not nothing really phases him, if that makes sense. Nothing, if something goes wrong, maybe he makes a mistake, he doesn't dwell on it. He's able to think about it for a second, learn from it. He does learn from it. You know, he got the pick six that Earl got on him was basically a robber coverage. And, you know, he looked at the picture, he said, okay, next time that comes up, I've got to look somewhere else. And boom, we turn a page. And I think the next drive we went down and scored. So I think that he does a great job at a young age in this league of, like you said, being able to compartmentalize and being able to turn the page and not dwell on the fact that he made a mistake. And I think that's going to be something that carries him throughout his career.
Is that something you've had to learn to do too? I mean, is that something you've had to learn how to do too, just not after losses?
He's better at it than me. I think as you get older and you're a coach, you never get over losses. You know, a little piece of you, I always say this, I know it sounds terrible, but a little piece of you dies when you lose as a coach, you know. And I think the players really, I'm telling you, it's brutal. But the players, you know, they're resilient. They get over it. And he's a great example of that. He like I said to Matt, he really does a great job of turning the page, learning from it. You know, he doesn't forget about it. He learns from it. He figures, okay, what did I do there? And then he moves on to the next play.
That's something that you've seen other quarterbacks really struggle with, that, like, they have a pick, and then they have another pick, and it just snowballs?
Sure. You know, most people do. I mean, you know, you think about mistakes that you've made, and you just can't believe you made that mistake. And it's those quarterbacks that are really at that play at a high level that have that ability to, like, have enough confidence in themselves that, you know, however they handle it, you know, that wasn't me. I'm not going to do that again. I'm moving on to the next play, you know, so – That's the mentality he has.
Like an ideal situation for a coach to have a player like that who learns so quickly, and you can coach him like that and move on.
Yeah, I mean, I've said this. I remember I said this about 3 weeks ago to you guys. There is no correlation between good coaching and bad players. You know what I'm saying? Like, when you have a good player, that means you're probably going to have a chance to be a good coach.